来带领。这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名，阿门。
阿门。请坐。
Please be seated。
我们今天要从第五章第十二节一同来读，一直读到第五章第十七节。
We're going to read tonight from chapter 5, verses 12 to 17.
罗马书第五章第十二念到第十七节。
12 to 17 of chapter 5 of Romans.
翻到的时候我们轮流来读，我第十二节，你们第十三节。
We're going to read in turn.
这就如罪是从一人入了世界，死又是从罪来的，于是死就临到众人，因为众人都犯了罪，没有律法之前，罪已经在世上，但没有律法，罪也不算罪。然而从亚当到摩西，死就做了王，连那些不与亚当犯一样罪过的也在他的权下。亚当乃是那以后要来之人的预象，只是过犯不如恩赐，若因一人的过犯众人都死了，何况上帝的恩典以那因耶稣基督一人恩典中的赏赐，岂不更加倍地临到众人吗？因一人犯罪就定罪，也不如恩赐。原来审判是由一人而定罪，恩赐却是由许多过犯而称义。若因一人的过犯，死就因这一人做了王，何况那些受鸿恩又蒙所赐之义的，岂不要更因耶稣基督一人在生命中间做王吗？我们读经就到这个地方。
We stop the reading of scripture here.
上个礼拜我们思想到，当人在软弱，在罪人的地位，在与神做奴仆的状态中间的时候，只有靠着耶稣基督时，我们的罪才得到解决。
Last week we pointed out the fact that when man is still weak, he's still a sinner, enemy to God, God has sent his only son Christ Jesus to die for us.
像罗马书第五章第六、第八、第十节。
So then that this chapter 5 of this Romans 6, 8 and 10 verses
把人的在神面前的三个状态赤裸裸的把它显明出来了。
Very naked, it manifests to us the three stages of man.
我们如果不是站在神的道的面前，
If we are not standing before the word of God,
我们就根本没有办法真正认识自己的状况。
Then we cannot truly know our own state and condition.
正像今天你来这个聚会以前，你先照了镜子然后才出门。
That's why before you come to meeting this tonight, you stand before the mirror before you come.
当你站在镜子面前的时候，
When you stood before the mirror,
你真正要看的是什么呢？
What did you truly want to see?
你说我就是看镜子嘛。
I'm looking at the mirror, you say?
不是的。
No.
你从来没有什么心要看镜子。
You never have the heart to look at the mirror.
你是要看镜子里面的你的像。
But you want to look at the image that is in the mirror.
所以每次我说我看镜子都是语病，都是错的。
Every time when you say I look at the mirror, there's something wrong.
只有当你去买镜子的那一天，你真的是去看镜子。
It is only the day when you bought the mirror, you were looking at the mirror.
买了以后，你不是要看镜子，是看自己。因为那镜子你常常看的。
But after you bought it, you are looking at yourself, not the mirror, because you look at the mirror every time.
所以看镜子的人常常看不见镜子本身干净不干净。
So the one who look at the mirror actually never find out whether the mirror is clean or not.
他注意的是自己干净不干净。
Because he pay attention whether it's clean or not.
但如果镜子本身不干净，怎么可能把你的不干净照出来呢？
But if the mirror itself is dirty, how can it show out your filth?
所以镜子也干净，才能把你不得干不你的不干净照得清清楚楚。
So the cleaner the mirror is, the more it can show out whether you're clean or not.
如果镜子本身模糊的，你就不能看见自己的真相。
If the mirror is not clean, you cannot look at the true self.
这样圣经就变成属灵的一片的镜子。
Then we say the Bible is a spiritual mirror for us.
这是雅各书里面告诉我们。
This is the book of James that tells us.
人听了道，就像照着镜子看自己一样。
When man has heard the word as if he's looking at the mirror and show to himself.
神的话是洁净的。
The word of God is clean.
所以神的道越接近，就越把我们的肮脏污秽照得越清楚。
So the cleaner the word of God is, the more it can show our filthiness.
如果一个聚会讲道之后， 人没有看见自己的毛病，这个聚会不是很成功。
If after the meeting, men did not find their own shortcomings, then this is not successful meeting.
神把他的话赐下来
，because God has given His word，
就是要人从他的话中间照明自己的本相。
So that through His word we can show to our own self, our own true self.
当神的话传出来的时候
，So when the word of God is preached，
不但是我们认识神，也同时产生了使我们认识自己的另外一个果效。
Not only that we know God, also it enables us to know about ourselves.
在神面前，我们的光景是什么
？Before the Lord, what is our condition？
我们是软弱
，We are weak。
我们是罪人
，We are sinners。
我们是上帝的仇敌
，We are God's enemies。
但是上帝不等我们好了以后才拯救我们。
But then God will wait until we are good before He saves us.
相反的，神的恩、神的爱是先于我们对他的反应。
But reversely, God's love, God's grace is first with us, then we respond to Him.
这句话是很重要的神学观念的一个基础。
This is a very important theological concept, and that becomes the foundation.
The grace of God is prior to human response to Him.
神的恩典乃是人对神回应之先。
当我们还不能对神有所回应的时候
，Before we can respond to God,
神已经为我们预备了恩典。
God has prepared for us His grace.
而人之所以是人，人是唯一被造成为能对神有反应的。
Man is man because man is created to be a living being that can respond to God's grace.
所以当人对神回应的时候
，When man responds to God，
就决定他自己一生生命的价值到底是什么。
That it determines the value of your whole life.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，My dear brothers and sisters，
生命对神的回应就是生命价值一个很重要的原理。
Our response in our life to God is the value of our life.
当我们知道自己的光景之后
，When you know our state，
我们就知道我们需要神。
Then we know we need God.
当我们需要神的时候
，When we need God，
我们就求告神。
Then we pray to God.
当我们向上帝求告的时候
，When pray and cry to God，
上帝才把恩典赐给我们。
God then give grace to us.
不是的
，No。
如果上帝是因我们求告才把恩典赐给我们的话
，It is because we pray and God then give His grace to us.
这位上帝就是个被动的上帝。
Then God is a passive God.
但是被动的上帝就不是上帝。
A passive God is not God.
因为神是主，也是主动施恩的神。
Because God is the Lord, He took initiative to provide with His grace.
神是主，神是主动向人施行拯救的神。
God is the Lord, and also He took initiative to give His grace to us to save us.
第六、第八、第十节里面
，So verses 6, 8, and 10,
清楚地反映了神救赎的主动性。
Very clearly manifest to us the initiativeness of God.
我们还软弱的时候
，When you are yet weak，
基督已经按照我所上帝所定的日期为我们死了。
And God, Christ Jesus, according to the appointed time, died for us.
当我们还做罪人的时候
，When you are yet sinners，
基督使我们的一生和好。
And God has reconciled us with God.
当我还做上帝的仇敌的时候
，When I did enemies to God，
就借助基督的死和好，更因他的身，我们可以得救。
And through the death of Jesus Christ, we are reconciled to God, and we are justified by His resurrection.
这样很清楚地把一个救恩论的重要的原则提出来。
Very clearly, he expounds on the doctrine of salvation.
这个救恩论的原理是什么呢
？And why is the theory the reason of this doctrine of grace？
犯罪不是关系伦理范围的问题。
When you sin, it's something that only concerns the ethical realm.
这是世界的法律所能看到的最深的一层，就是这里。
Because the deepest mode that can see by the law of the world is this.
什么叫做犯罪呢
？What is my sin?
就是在伦理范围中间呢，你的行为有差错，这个叫做。
That's within the sphere of ethics, you have done something wrong.
那如果你问法律的专家说，为什么你可以说我的行为有差错呢
？If you would ask the expert law, how can you point that I'm wrong ethically?
法家对你说，根据法律的标准，你离开了这个标准，你就有差错。
The lawyer will say that you depart from the standard of the law, then you are wrong.
这是伦理界里面的事情。
That's the ethical realm.
这是行为界里面的问题。
That's the realm of behavior.
行为离开了宪法，违背了宪法， 我的行为就叫做有罪的行为。
Behaviorally, if I go against the law, then we can say that I've conducted sin.
那么我到底是为了明白宪法而故意去触犯它呢？
Is it because I want to understand the law, then I try to break it?
或者是因为我不知道这个宪法，我无意中间没有达到这个标准？
Is it because I'm ignorant about the law and unconsciously I did not meet the requirement?
两个可能性都有。
There are two possibilities with it.
有的人是明知故犯。
For some, they know the law and they break the law.
有的人因为不知而犯。
And the other because they're ignorant of the law and they committed the law.
所以有一些罪是意识产生的行动。
Some of the sin come from a conscious conduct.
有一些罪是无意识产生的差错。
And some of these sins come from an unconscious conduct.
犯罪就不单单是伦理的范围。
So when you have sinned, it doesn't involve only in ethical realm.
犯罪应当加到动机的范围。
Because sin comes also from the motive.
如果你定一个人罪，只看他违背法律，就刑罚他，而没有看到他是故意犯的，还是不故意犯的，就定他同样的重罪的话，那这是不公义的。
When you condemn someone and punish someone without looking at the motive and deeming it equal sin, then you're wrong.
当一个人故意开车把人撞死的时候
，When a person consciously wants to knock out somebody，
跟一个人因为车坏了没有办法刹车，最后把人撞死，这是完全不同的两件。
But for the other, because an out of control of the car that they knock down somebody, then the sin is different.
所以如果伦理没有含动机配在一起谈。
If ethic is not coming together with the motive,
真理的深度就不够了。
Then the devil of truth is not enough.
那么你说，如果我是故意犯的，当然这是很重的罪。
You say if I were to commit purposefully,
那么故意这两个字是什么意思
？What is purposefully?
这是表示自由的问题。
Which means you had a motive.
所以罪就跟自由有关系。
So then sin is related to freedom.
如果一个人没有自由，他能犯罪
？If a person without freedom can he commit sin?
一个没有自由的人是没有可能犯罪。
You say a one who is free cannot commit sin.
所以犯罪的基础是因为自由是存在的。
You say the foundation of sin is because you have freedom.
那么自由是哪里来的
？Then where comes freedom?
自由是神而来的。
Freedom comes from God.
所以神造人与动物不同的地方就。
God has created men differently from animals. There lies the difference.
人误用自由的时候，就产生了犯罪行为的可能。
When man misuse freedom, there comes the possibility of sinning.
那么你说，上帝为什么把自由给人
？Then ask, why did God give freedom to us?
如果上帝不把自由给人，不是很好，人就不可能会犯罪吗
？If God doesn't give freedom to us, that'd be good. Then man would not sin.
所以我们虚的时候，就对这件事情呢。不但不负责任，我们把它抛到上帝的责任那边去。
So many a time to this, we do not shoulder our responsibility, and also we cast the responsibility to God.
是啊，如果你没有把自由给人
，God, if you have not given freedom to mankind,
那我就没有犯罪的可能。
Then there's no possibility for me to sin.
我如果没有犯罪的可能
，If there's no possibility for me to sin,
罪就不存在。
Then sin does not exist.
如果罪不存在
，If sin does not exist,
我就不需要受审判。
Then I wouldn't have to be judged.
所以这样的我们常常一面用了自由。一面怪上帝给我们自由。
So many times we use the freedom and then we blame God for giving us freedom.
我们常常忘记一件重要的事情。
But we forget one important thing.
就是当我们用自由的时候，我们实在是享受我们生命里面一个很大的权利。
At the time when you use freedom, actually we are enjoying a privilege in our life.
而我们忽略了这个权柄的背后有一个很大的责任。
So we forget that behind this privilege there's a responsibility.
那个责任是什么呢
？What's that responsibility?
就是向上帝负责。
Then we must be accountable to God.
因为人是唯一可以对神有所回应的活物。
Because man is the only living that can respond to God.
所以上帝造我们，把这个本能放在我们的里面。
So when God created us, put this instinct in us.
人的自由不是绝对的。
So man's freedom is not absolute.
上帝不是把自由给你，让你随便用，让你可以自由自在，完全不必负责任。
God doesn't give the freedom to you so they can misuse it without accountability.
神把这个危机性的幸福赐给你。
So God has given to you this very critical kind of a privilege.
你才是幸福的中间。
Then you are in this blessing.
但你的幸福隐藏着危机。
But then in the blessing there's a crisis.
也就是你使用自由的时候，你要一面联想到，我要对神负责任。
Because when you use the freedom, you must must know that you are accountable to God.
而人类的毛病就在这里。
And that lies the problem of mankind.
当人犯罪的时候
，After man has sinned,
他就享受犯罪的自由，而完全忘记犯罪之后当受的审判。
Then he enjoy the freedom of sinning without knowing that he got to be judged after his sin.
要享受不要责任，谁不会
？You want to enjoy, but you don't want to shoulder the responsibility.
现在许多人赌博
，A lot of people gamble today.
他只想享受赌博的快乐。更可能的话，像做赌博胜了以后得到很多钱的那个享受。
They only want to have the joy of gambling and also the kind of winning that they have in the money.
但赌博的人没有想可能家破人亡。
But he who gambled never thought that he would go bankrupt one day.
玩女人的人没有想可能满身是病。
The one who womanized would not know that he would get all diseases.
骗人的人以为人很笨可以给他骗，没有想到以后终身。很少真正的朋友。
The one who cheat others thought they can cheat others, but they never realize that they will lose their good friends.
所以讲犯罪就不是单单关于自由的问题了。
So man, then sinning is not something concerned only with liberty.
我们谈到犯罪跟律法的关系。
We talk about sinning and law.
我们的犯罪跟动机的关系。
Sin and motive.
我们在谈到犯罪跟自由的关系。
And sin and freedom.
我们谈到犯罪跟责任的关系。
And sin and responsibility.
我们更谈到犯罪跟与神之间的关系的回应的关系。
And sin in his response to God.
这样，我们单单这十分钟所谈的罪的问题，就比世界上的法律专家更深更深的问题。
So within this 10 minutes, we talk about sin, which is deeper than the law of the world.
因为世界上的学问，无论你达到几个博士，没有回到上帝的话。你只有在平面里面讨论，你不能立体的讨论。
Because in the knowledge of the world, how deep that go, how many PhD that you have, you only talking about on single dimension.
所有的法学博士所讨论的是人与人之间的问题，没有办法跳到人与神之间的关系的问题。
Because all the experts of God can only deal with man relationship, not man God relationship.
这就是你年轻的时候一定要好好研究上帝的话的原因。
So that's the reason why you're young, better study the word of God well.
因为只有神的道可以把最高的智慧带到你的生命里面。
Because it's the word of God can bring the deepest wisdom into your life.
如果可能的话。你们这一千多的人，有许多的年轻人，应当奉献自己，把这样的真理传给别人。
If it is possible, many of our young people today must dedicate themselves and preach this gospel to many.
否则，这个世界是没有盼望。
If not, this world has no hope.
因为当越多法律专家存在的时候，世界的罪恶并没有减少。
Because if they are more expert in law, that doesn't mean to the diminution of sin.
越多监牢，越多绞刑，越多严禁的命令。在里面的时候，人犯罪的趋势趋向也没有减少。
The more they are prison, the tighter the law is. That there's not to say that there's less in sin.
所以只有回到神的面前。
It is only when they come back to God.
今天我们看见了许许多多的戒毒所没有办法改变任何一个人。
We see that many of drug rehabilitation home cannot change people.
心理学辅导中心没有达到真正的果效。
And psychology counseling center cannot solve the problem.
为什么呢
？Why？
因为人先想罪就是律法的问题。
Because man think about sin as something related.Law,
犯罪的就刑罚他就算了。
So when you sin, you must be punished.
后来发现监牢没有办法解决。
They find that the prison cannot solve a problem.
所以就用教育。
So use education.
教育就是要预防，免得犯罪之后治疗还不如预先预防比较好。
So education is, which means the prevention is better than cure.
但是事实证明呢，教育越高的人，敢犯的罪就越深、越广、越可怕。
But facts and realities show to us that those who are more educated will sin even more deeply.
许多最大最大的罪人都是有高等知识，甚至有些受了高等这个学位的。
And some of these criminals are very highly educated.
所以我们发现教育也没有办法解决这个问题，就用辅导来解决。
So we see education cannot solve problems, so you use this counseling.
而现在许多的政府都证明出来，辅导中心没有真正把人改过来的可能。
Now also there's a proof that counseling center cannot solve and change people.
许多非基督教国家的政府，甚至反对基督教国家的政府，他们暗中心里承认基督教的辅导中心是最大产生果效。
And some of this non-Christian government will know that only the Christian counseling can help.
这表示什么呢？
What do you mean?
这表示人明明知道真理就从神的道，从神的爱里面产生出来。但是人偏偏不要上帝。
Which means many know that this true conduct comes from the word and truth of God, but yet they rejected God.
这个世界是个很可怜的世界。
This is a very pitiful world.
那我们谈到这里已经结束了吗？
So are we going to end here?
不是的。
No.
罪不单是行为的问题。
Sin not only related to the conduct.
罪不单是法律的问题。
And law.
罪不单是动机的问题,
related to the motive.
罪不单是自由的问题,
not only sin related to the freedom.
罪还有人与神之间回应的这个责任的问题,
it also related to the responsibility to respond to God.
除了这个问题之外, 罪还有什么问题?
Other than this, what else problem with the sin?
罪是关系生死的,
it concerns life and death.
这是基督教很重要很特殊的一个教训。
This is a very special teaching in Christianity.
为什么我说基督教论罪的时候直接提到生死的问题？
Why is that when you say Christianity, when you talk about sin, it talks about life and death?
圣经里面最初就已经明文定下来的原则。
Because this is the principle of the Bible from the beginning.
因为上帝说你吃的日子, 你必定死。
Because God said that very day you eat, you shall die.
换一句话说，犯罪就关你生死的问题。
Which is the sin concern life and death.
我们许多时候不注意生死的问题。
Many times we don't pay attention to the question of life and death.
我们只注意善恶的问题。
When they take concern about good and evil.
虽然在伊甸园里面有两棵不同的树。
Even in the Garden of Eden, there are two different kinds of trees.
一棵是善恶树,
one is a tree of good and evil.
一棵是生命树,
one is a tree of life.
这里给我们看见人生可能走的两条的道路。
Here we see the two possible ways of life.
人的文化里面所寻找的, 宗教里面所界定的, 常常就在善恶树的这个范围。
In culture, in religion, what we are being tied and confined is the realm of good and evil.
你们都听过这样的话。
You heard about this.
宗教都是一样的。
All religion are the same.
宗教都是叫人做好。
All religion teach us to be good.
这个观念已经普遍的在人的内心、良心、深处文化的底部里面，人都公认是这样的。
This concept is so common and embedded in culture.
宗教都是叫人做好。
All religion teaches to be good.
在宗教里面都论善论恶的事情。
Because religion talk about good and evil.
但是圣经告诉我们，除了善恶之外。
But the Bible tells us other than good and evil,
还有生死的问题,
there are things concerned with life and death.
所以上帝对亚当第一句境界的话, 你吃的日子, 你必定死。
The first warning that God has given to Adam is that the day you eat, you shall die.
他不是你吃的日子, 你就离开善, 你就走向恶了。
It didn't say that the very day you eat, you leave good and go to evil.
所以我们要从善恶的层次, 跳到 生死的层次的了解。
So from the level of good evil, we want to go higher into the level of life and death.
你才真正明白圣经所讲的何等的伟大。
Then you will know how great a doctrine was embedded in the Bible.
因为罪的结果就是死。
Because the result of sin is death.
罪的工价就是死。
And the wages of sin is death.
上帝的恩典在我们主耶稣基督里面乃是永生。
The grace of God in Jesus Christ to give us eternal life.
所以将全本圣经的信息是贯彻始终。 前后一致的,
so then we know the teaching of the Bible is consistent.
上帝如此爱世人, 甚至将他的独生子赐给他们, 叫以信他的人, 不致犯罪, 好得良善, 是吗?
For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, so that we will not be in evil but in goodness.
上帝爱世人,
he loved the world,
甚至将他的独生子赐给他们,
that he gave to us his only begotten Son,
叫一切信他的人, 不致什么?
So they all who believe in him,
反得什么? 永生,
would not perish and eternal life.
罪就进到死的结果。
So then sin come to death as a result.
信就进到生的结果。
And faith then will be having life.
罪是违背神产生出来的行动。
Sin because you go against the word of God.
信是归向神产生出来的回应。
But then faith the response because you come back to God.
所以你这样宏观的去了解全本圣经。
So in a very macro way you want to view the Bible.
你就把这些的总原则抓住了。
So you know about all these principles.
罪绝对不是关于伦理的问题而已。
Absolutely, sin is not something concerned only with ethics.
罪不是单单关于法律的层面的。
It doesn't only concern with the law.
罪跟进到里面的动机。
But it comes even to our motive.
罪跟牵涉了整个生命的自由的方向。
To the freedom of our life direction.
罪跟牵涉人与神之间个别回应的关系。
To our individual response to God.
而这个罪的产生就与神隔绝，然后从生变成死的结果。
Then the result.Is that we are severed from God and we go into death.
这样的教训是所有的宗教没有看到的。
No religion would see this teaching.
所有的宗教也没有办法看到。
No religion would not able to see this teaching.
因为宗教是犯罪的人已经死在罪恶中间里面想出来的一套盼望可以解决的问题叫做宗教。
Because religion is a product man think about it and produce after they have sinned.
这个人已经在死亡的过程中。
Man is already in the process of death.
人已经离开了上帝。
Has left God.
因为罪使人与神隔绝了。
Because sin severed us from God.
与神隔绝有罪的人怎么会想出一套解决罪恶的问题
？When separated from God, we are in sin. How can we think about a way to solve the problem of sin?
正像一个已经在监牢里面的人会想出怎么出来，应该是有。有一把钥匙，应当有个绳子，应当有大的锯子，那就可以出来。这些都对的，但没有锯子。
But like a man who is in the jail, he thought that the way to get out is to get the key or to get a sword, but he has no way to get out.
他想出来的理论都是对的。
He got all the right theories.
怎么可以出去呢
？How can I go out?
把一个钥匙拿来就开了就可以。
Take a key, I open the door.
怎么可以出去呢
？How can I go out?
把锯子来把这个铁条锯掉就可以出去。
Use a saw and saw this bar, iron bar.
所想的都是逻辑上没有错的。
All the thing that he thought out is right, logical.
但错在哪里呢
？Where's the wrong then?
错在他的身体比铁条的缝更大。
But because his body is bigger than the gap of the bars.
怎么想也不能出去。
So he cannot escape.
因为他想的是逻辑的自由，不是这个身体度量的自由。
Because he thought only about the logical this freedom, not all the freedom that can allow the body to go out.
所以我相信许多的宗教都是有伟大的思想在。
So many religions are great thinkers.
但没有办法变成实际。救脱的办法
But it cannot turn out to be a fact that can save us from our sin.
因为那是从犯罪之后的理性产生出来的。
Because that reason come after we have sinned and through our own sinful reasoning.
所以上帝赐下耶稣基督。
So God has given Jesus Christ.
其实要叫人借助他代替我们死。使我们因为他的复活可以得到永远的生命。
So that through him because he take our place he died so that we can be saved.
这样的。整个宗教的路线就像伊甸里面那个分别善恶果子的树的这个路线
So the way of religion is like the way in the Garden of Eden that got tree of the good and evil
耶稣基督的救恩就像在伊甸里面有生命树的果子的这个路线
The saving grace of Jesus Christ is the way like the Garden of Eden has the tree of life
像我们看见整个人类的宗教界里面是只有这两条道路。
So they see human religion only have these two ways.
我们走一个善恶的路呢
？Going the way of good and evil，
或者我们走一条生死的路呢
？Going the way of life and death。
我们既然在罪中间死，我们可以用我们的善再把生命拿回来吗
？Since we die in sin, can we exchange our life with goodness？
我们因罪的缘故进到死的地步
，and because we sin, we go into death。
我们可以因善的缘故进到生的地步吗
？Can it because we are good and we go into life？
死就是死了。
Life, that is death.
罪的工价就是死了。
And the wages of sin is death.
我们怎样也不能没有办法再产生真正的良善。
So there's no way to produce true goodness.
这样到第七章你会听见保罗一句很重要的话。
So when it comes to chapter 7, you hear that Paul say, "When
break, 我已经被出卖给罪了。
Say, I have sold myself to sin.
We have been sold under sin.
We've been sold under sin.
我们在罪中间被卖掉。
It is under sin that we've been sold.
So there is no goodness within my flesh.
在我的肉体里面没有良善。
在肉身中间没有良善。
In my flesh there's no goodness.
所以我们没有办法再从死地步恢复变成生的地步。
So in this sin and death we cannot come to life.
这样呢，亚当所传给我们的
So what is given to us from Adam?
罪以及死的一个总原则。
There's a principle of sin and death.
那我们都是亚当的后裔。
So we are all descendants of Adam.
我们都在这个生命的源流的里面，我们进到灭亡的地步里。
It is in the pedigree of the sin we enter into death.
这样神给我们的救法就不在这个源流里面了。
So the saving matter of God is not coming to this stream.
因为这整个生命的源流。都是罪进到死的原则的一个源流。
Because from this principle, this stream of life is ever for sin, you enter the death.
这样的罪中的人没有办法解决在罪中的人的情形。
So he who is in sin cannot stop people who are in sin.
因罪必定要死的人没有办法拯救因罪必定要死的人。
Those because of sin they are condemned cannot save those people who are condemned because of sin.
这样你没有办法救我，我没办法救你。
So you cannot save me, I cannot save you.
因为你是罪人。
Because you are a sinner.
我是罪人。
I'm a sinner.
你是得罪神的。
You are one who go against God.
我是得罪神。
I'm also going against God.
罪的工价对你来说是死。
The wage of sin to you is death.
罪的工价在我身上也是死。
The wage of sin upon me also is death.
所以你必要死。我也必要死。
So you have to die, I have to die.
我怎么办法可以解决自己罪面向死亡的这个悲剧？
How can I solve my tragedy for me to face death in sin?
我连自己都没有办法救自己，我怎么能救你？
So if I cannot save myself, how can I save you?
所以一个将要死的人讲大话，我要拯救全世界的人，那是很好笑的。
So one who is about to die will boast that I want to save the whole world. That's something very funny.
你只能佩服他的雄心大志。
You can understand he's very ambitious.
你却不能是没办法接受他真正的力量。
But you cannot accept his true strength in his word.
如果在监牢里面有一个人，
If there's a one in jail,
关在第七号的房间，
and in a seventh ward he is in jail,
他声音比别人更大。
He speaks louder than others.
他就大喊大叫。
And he shouted.
第一号到第四号房间的全部注意听，明天下午我把你们救出来。
Listen carefully, those who are in jail 1 to 4, I will save you tomorrow afternoon.
那么他七号房，所以八号的听得最清楚，因为隔壁。
Then he's jail number 7, the one who is jail number 8 hear very clearly.
所以八号的抓住铁杆，就问他说：“你明天怎么救我呢？”
And hold tight to the iron bar, he said, "How do you save me tomorrow?"
他很简单的。
Very simply.
我明天带一个钥匙来，把你的门开了，把你拉出去救救你。
I bring a key.I will unlock the door, I save you.
那么你怎么出来的？
How do you come out?
他说很简单嘛，你先开我的门，我就出来。
You say simply, you just open my door and I come out.
你开了我的门，我就开你的门，两个一同出去。
You open my door, I'll open your door, then we do escape.
但我不能去开你的门啊。
But I cannot open your door.
因为我在里面呢。
Because I'm inside.
不要紧，我就先开你的门，你再开我的门，我再开你的门。
He said, never mind, I'll open your door, you open my door, then we'll go out.
所以结果你讲了三天，但是他们也知道，原来两个都是神经病。
So you talk about three days and three nights, you know that both are mentally wrong.
因为这是没有可能的事情。
Because this is something impossible.
So罪同死亡源流中间的生命没有办法解决在罪同死亡生命源流中间另外一个生命。
So the life which is in the stream of the sin and death cannot serve someone who is in the stream of the life and death.
这样我们在3:23已经明白这个道理。
So in chapter 3:23 we know about this teaching.
因为世人都犯了罪。
Because all men have sinned.
世人都亏缺了上帝的荣耀。
And fall short of the glory of God.
而罪的工价乃是死。
And the wage of sin is death.
所以我们没有一个人有办法解决自己的问题，更不能解决别人的问题。
So none of us can solve our own problem, neither can we solve the problem of others.
这样救恩不从里面来。
So this salvation doesn't come from within.
救恩从里面来，这句话什么意思呢？
What is it? Salvation comes from within.
这个叫做自救论。
Which in self saving.
就是我可以救自己。
I can save myself.
我自己修身养性。
If I were to practice good,
我自己将功补过。
And I use my merit to cut short of my shortcoming.
我自己以善补恶。
And I use my this good to make up for my evil.
我的功劳多到一个地步，可以盖住我一切的过犯。
When I have so much merit, it can cover all our sins.
而我就自己救自己。
Then I save myself.
基督教绝对不是个自救论。
Absolutely, Christianity does not talk about self-saving.
因为神清楚告诉我们这是不可能的。
Because God tells us very clearly this is not possible.
但许多的宗教是自救。
But many of religion talk about self-saving.
有一些是有意识的自救论。
Some consciously about self-saving.
有一些是无意识的救赎论。
Some unconsciously thinking about the self-saving.
什么叫做有意识的自救论呢？
One like a theory of self-conscious self-saving.
就是先相信它里面有佛性。
Because the first belief that there is that this Buddha nature in them.
或者用今天的新世纪的思想流传的哲学来说。
Or coming from the New Age philosophy.
每一个人相信自己里面有个小的神。
And there's a small God within us, they say.
你要自己说我就是神，我就是神，我就是神，我就是神。I am God, I am God, I am God.
You must tell us, say, I'm God, I'm God, I'm God.
不但新世纪的这种思想潮流隐藏了这种心理。
Not only New Age movements friend have this kind of teaching.
甚至呢极端灵恩派的几个最大的传道人都对他的会友说你们要自己说我是神
even some of the preachers of the extreme charismatic will tell their members say that you must say that you are God
像 Kenneth Copeland 这样的
Kenneth Copeland
像这个 Hagen 这样的
Hagen
这几个在美国最大的灵恩派的领袖
and some of the great leaders in America
他们常常对他的会友说 you should say it in your heart I am God I am God 你自己是神
And they say that you must say within yourself, I'm God, I'm God.
所以他们信耶稣就是为了要发财，为了要成功，为了把自己变成兑现要像神一样的。
And they believe in Jesus Christ because they want to have the prosperity, they want to exercise for them to be God.
你在这些人的讲论中间
，In this teaching of these people,
你听不到要背十字架跟随。
You never hear that you must take up your cross and follow Jesus.
要舍己效法耶稣基督。
Deny yourself and imitate Christ Jesus.
要为义受逼迫。
And you must be persecuted, suffering for the sake of righteousness.
按照上帝的旨意受苦。
And according to the will of God, you must suffer.
这些话已经从这些派系的思想中间慢慢丢失。
All this teaching from this group of people is been lost.
他们随便断章取义。从圣经找一切的经文来支持他们违背圣经的讲座。
They will quote verses out of context and to prove text their teaching.
真是很可怜的事。
This is pitiful.
我再说，基督教不是自救论的宗教。
One more time, I'll say that Christianity doesn't teach about self-saving.
圣经告诉我们在罪中间。
But rather say that we are in sin.
我们的死的中间。
We're in death.
所以只有上帝差遣耶稣基督来救我们的时候。我们人类才有盼望。
Only when God sent His only begotten Son to save us, then we can have hope.
我们需要信靠他。
We need to rely on Him.
我们需要回到他的面前。
We want to return back to Him.
我们需要领受他所已经成就的救赎的。
We also want to accept the result of His salvation.
为这个缘故。
Because of that,
我们看见基督成了人类的第二个代表。
We see that Christ Jesus became the second representative of humankind.
那么你说人类的第一个代表是谁？
Then you ask, what is the first representative of humankind?
第一个代表是亚当。
He is Adam.
第二个代表是耶稣
and the second representative is Jesus
这样人类就有两个代表
so human can have two representatives
我再讲一次
I say one more time
人类的第一个代表是亚当
the first representative of humankind is Adam
人类的第二个代表是耶稣
and the second representative is Jesus
大家说一二三人类的第一个代表是亚当人类的第二个代表是耶稣，所以这两个人对整个全人类的影响太大。
So these two men has a great influence of humankind.
那么其他的宗教教主、文化巨子，所有道德专家、慈善大家，他们都是相形之下，一点不重要。
And all the founder of other religion and masters in culture, they are not of significance.
因为从本质来说
，because coming from essence，
他们与我们一样，都是亚当生命源流下来的那里面的一个人。
They are all like us because their life come from Adam.
他与我们一样，都是因为罪面向死亡的一个有限的人。
They are all like us. They are finite people because they are in sin.
所以讲，他与我是相同的。
So he and I are the same.
他能创造什么宗教，也不过是罪。
What kind of reason he can found is only coming from a sinner.
这样的我们就要把整个集中力、注意力放在亚当跟耶稣这两个人的身上。
So then we should focus our attention in Jesus and Adam.
因为亚当是人类的总代表。
Because Adam is a summation of the representative of mankind.
耶稣基督是新人类的总代表。
And Christ Jesus is the representative of a new humankind.
亚当是罪人生命的总代表。
And Adam is a representative of us in sin.
耶稣基督是义人生命的总代表。
And then Christ Jesus is the representative of us in righteousness.
亚当是一切违背神的命令 犯罪的人的总代表。
And Adam is a representative of all those who are in sin.
耶稣基督是一切信神的恩典的这个有信心的人的总代表。
And then Jesus Christ is a representative of all those who have faith in the saving grace of God.
亚当是那些面向死亡的人的总代表。
And Adam is a representative of all those who face death.
耶稣基督是那些面向永远生命的人的总代表。
And Jesus Christ is a representative of those who have faith in eternal life.
这样整个人类历史中间只有两个总代表。
So we see that in the history there are only two representatives.
那么所有的人在哪里呢？
Then where are all mankind?
只有两个可能。
Only two possibilities.
你是在亚当里。
Either you are in Adam.
或者你是在基督里。
Or you are in Christ.
那这样你把这个观念这个总原则搞清楚了以后。
So when you're clear with this concept.
你再读圣经的时候你看见这些话会跳出来的。
When you read the Bible, you know that all these things come alive.
新约圣经这么多次谈在基督里。在基督里，在基督里，在基督里，在基督里。
Because in the New Testament, many times you say that in Christ, in Christ, in Christ, in Christ.
这就是那些信的人，在他里面得着永生的人，一个生命源流的一个范围。
Which in those who have faith in this stream of life will be put into this sphere.
所以这是两种人生命存在。
So these are two places whereby man's existence will be classified.
我现在住在亚当生命的范围里面呢，或者我是住在耶稣基督生命的里面。
And I living in the area of Adam's life or in the area of Christ's life.
这个在圣经里面希腊文就是 and Adam and Christos.
And also in this Greek say in Adam or in Christos.
In Adam or in Christ.
是在基督里或是在亚当里。
圣经没有说你在礼拜堂里。
And the Bible never said you are in the church.
没有说你在公会里。
And never said you are in the Catholic church.
或者你在某某宗派里。
Or whether in the denomination.
圣经要问你是不是在基督里。
To ask whether in Christ.
所以这个在基督里的这个范围是超过宗派，超过公会，超过堂会，超过地方，超过组织，超过地上。这个范围的
because when you're in Christ, you transcend all the physical limitation in denomination or in church or in locality.
神给我们的视野广到一个地步
because God has opened a horizon so wide.
使我们超脱了空间的限制以及时间的限制
So it transcends the finite limitation of time and space.
上帝不是说你在吉隆坡里
God never said that in Kuala Lumpur.
你在 Legend Hotel Ballroom 里
Or in a ballroom of Legend Hotel.
你在某某教会的礼拜堂里
Or in a church building of certain church.
圣经没有提到这样的事情
The Bible never said that.
圣经提到什么呢
What do you say?
上帝在万古以前创造世界以前在基督里拣选我们
He said that in time past in ancient also yet in Christ has elected us
Even before the creation of the world
在世界被造之前
He had elected us chosen us in Jesus Christ
他已经在基督里面拣选了我们
所以这样基督徒的信仰的这个广泛的范围是超过国界超过地界超过时间界
Christianity then transcend nation transcend time and space and history
我真不知道有多少基督徒已经对这两界的突破有所觉悟
I don't know how many Christians will understand the transcendence of these two verses
我怎么做基督徒
How do I become a Christian
我是在基督里做基督徒
I'm in Christ I became a Christian
我什么时候就可以决定做基督徒
When did I decide to become a Christian
上帝创造世界以前已经定我在基督里做一个基督徒
Even before the foundation of Were in Christ, God has elected me to be a Christian.
从时间观念来说
from time,
在永恒中间被定的
in eternity, it has been preordained.
从空间观念来说
in space,
是超过有形教会的范围，是超过宗派组织、礼拜堂、公会等。
It transcends the limit of denomination, organization, or church.
是在基督里被拣选
but it is in Christ you are elected.
创世以前被拣选
before the foundation of the world, we are elected.
亲爱的弟兄
My dear brothers and sisters,
你究到你的信仰有这么伟大的 层次吗？
Do you know there's such a great level in your faith?
你平常有没有揪到你与上帝的关系是大到这样一个伟大的地步？
Have you ever realized your relationship with God is so great?
哦、oh, ，今天有许多的基督徒想的都是简简单的一些小事情。
There are Christians who only ponder about very shallow things.
天天被很小的范围绑住。
And they're being bound by very small spheres.
所以你没有办法享受基督生命的自由。
So you cannot really enjoy the freedom in Christ.
你没有办法享受你神给你的伟大的地位。
You cannot enjoy the very special honor position God has given to you in Christ.
哦，你想象中的基督是小的不得了。
Because the Christ that you have in your mind is so little.
有一次我在美国一个大学里面讲。
There was one in American University I was preaching.
我的题目是 How big is Christ?
我的题目是你的基督有多大？
基督到底多大？
How big your Christ is?
你的基督多大，你的信仰的自由的层次同对他的认识的丰盛也就多大。
How big your Christ is? Then that also determines how much you know about him, the richness about him.
有的人说认识的耶稣就是每天给他吃饭，吃给他需要的，祷告的时候才听他祷告，给他供应的那一位基督。
To many of people, the Christ that they know is the one that provide only for their daily need, the food.
所以他如果没有需要，他就不来祷告。
So if they have not any need, they won't pray to God.
他与上帝的关系就是基督赐恩给他的关系。
His relationship with God is that Christ Jesus give grace to him.
这样基督跟圣诞老人就差不多一样。
So Christ Jesus is the same as Santa Claus.
盼望他给你一些礼物就是。
So you give some gift, that's what you hope.
但是圣经给我们看见的不是这样。
But what the Bible allows to see is
基督大到一个地步，
Christ is so great，
充满万有的，
it fills all things，
基督大到一个地步，
Christ is so great，
是超过宇宙的，
it transcends the whole universe，
基督大到一个地步，
Christ is so great，
他说做的事写下来全世界都容纳不下，
whatever that you have done， even the whole world cannot have full record，
所以上帝看在基督里的这一个层次。
So to God in Christ, this aspect of it.
整个人类总代表的第二个生命的原理。
So it is in the life of the second representative of mankind.
讲了这么多。
And after this,
你就要看见这两个生命的源流的范围是怎样比较下来。
You see that these two areas of these two lives is different and how to compare.
请你看这里。
Pay attention.
这是在亚当里面的生命源流。
This is life in Adam.